My next guest has got a very, very impressive career under his belt. Started competing in dance competitions at the age of six and went on to win dozens of national titles across ballroom and Latin. You might remember first seeing Cameron Lombard on your TV screens in 2012. Was it really that long ago? 2012 as a finalist on SA's Got Talent. And then again in 2021 when he went over there and joined BBC Strictly Come Dancing as one of their professional dancers. Well, last year, Cameron left the show promising to share some exciting future projects with his fans, and much to our delight, he's back on home soil for now at least, and he joins us in studio this morning. Before we welcome him, how long have we been trying to get Cameron Lombard on the show? Literally, it's got to be over a year and a half, and here you are. Hello.
Thank you so much. That was an amazing introduction.
Did you like it?
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you know how long we have a list, Vicky and I, of profile guests that we want to get on, and you've been on our list, top of the list, for genuinely nearly 2 years, if not more. And your people at the BBC were like, no, he's not, no. And it's just, so hello and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here, number one, and just to be speaking to Cape Town, South Africa. Thank you for inviting me and welcoming me back home so gracefully. Thank you so much.
How's it been being back home?
It's been absolutely crazy,
right?
I must say. I mean, after all the successes and everything that's been happening in my life, I also come back home to a normal life that
right.
I've been dealing as, you know, every
yeah.
other human being.
Yeah.
So it's been amazing to see my family, you know, to embrace where I am right now and to embrace what I've done so far. Because, I mean, I haven't had time to deal with actually everything that has happened.
Right.
So I'm just like absorbing everything and how Cape Town is, you know, embracing that as well as a fellow South African being from here and
yeah.
going overseas and making a name for myself over there. It's great to come home and see, wow, this is where I come from and this is where I came from and these are the struggles that I needed to face to get where I have gotten.
Okay. Tell us, how did the Strictly gig come about? How did that happen?
So basically, I have been dancing since the age of six, as you know.
Yeah.
And they've been watching me for a good while, since I was very young. Had the opportunity to perform on the South African version of Strictly Come Dancing out in 2013, right after SA's Got Talent.
Who hosted that?
I'm not sure. I'm not too sure. I can't remember.
Wasn't it Mark Lottering and Bobby Malloy? No, I've made that up. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. So I was, you know, doing my thing, being as consistent as I can be in my world and trying to, you know, break through like every other South African is trying to break through
right.
in their specific field, may it be rugby or singing, in my case, dancing.
Yeah.
So it was 2020, COVID time, peak COVID time, and they've reached out because my name was put forward by a fellow a friend of mine, David John, and he has his own agency, and then he's been looking out for me for a while,
okay.
trying to get me corporate gigs and everything. He put my name forward. I got the call. I was mind blown
yeah.
by the opportunity.
Yeah.
And then I was put on hold because, you know, the unfortunate times of COVID time and I couldn't be able to travel. And then as soon there was like a slight leeway, like that, you know, the tiniest
yeah, yeah.
bit of green light. And I took the opportunity and I, you know, took flight.
Did you have any idea what it meant? Because for those who may not watch Strictly, I mean, I haven't lived in England for a really long time. But when I did, it's like prime time, Saturday evening viewing. It's like, I mean, you may as well have just joined the cast of EastEnders or something. It is massive,
yeah.
right? It is huge. Did you have any idea, like, just how big or what you were going into?
Absolutely not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. So basically, when I came there, obviously, I have to step into the new world of fame and having fans and an audience to, obviously, every Saturday night, they need that from you. They're
yeah.
looking for that from you as well. So it's more like, am I good enough? Are they going to love me? Am I going to perform to the best of my ability? Like, once I take the stage, prime time, like you say, you were in the papers the next morning. It's right. either you're really, really good
right.
or you become a meme. Do you know what I mean? It's either you're really, really good at what you're doing
yeah.
or you become a meme and people are like, oh, you know, but I've obviously had my head on my on my neck and
yeah.
try to, you know, stay humble and be who I can be in the space that was offered to me. So
how soon after you joined the show did the fame thing start happening? And what were the first things that you noticed?
Wow. So as soon as I landed in London, number one, that's when it started. Like wow. as soon as I landed and my feet touched the soil of, you know, the United Kingdom,
yeah.
The press were like blowing up.
Yeah.
People in South Africa was like, what is happening? Like, you know, and me dealing with that. So obviously I was moved into my Wembley apartment.
Which is
crazy.
Not too shabby.
I was moved into my Wembley apartment and there were fans like literally outside. So couldn't disclose like my view, or people would notice like, okay, this is a specific area that he's staying in. And I've had a couple of those. I came down the apartment building and there was fans outside waiting for me to sign. And that is crazy. For a South African boy
wow.
in Cape Town,
right.
that is completely insane.
You just had a bit of an English twang then. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I heard that is yeah, go on.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's like it's been an overload of like, you know, and people love the show. So I didn't understand how much they really love the show. Do you know what I mean? And what it means to them, because it is a program that makes everybody's life completely better than what it actually is.
Right.
So the fact that families can sit down on a Saturday yep. evening and watch the show, and you as a dancer, you putting up a performance, and this is something you love, but the fact that people are embracing you on the TV and enjoying what you are doing and get like some sort of fulfillment having, you know, the family time and watching the television show, it's just amazing. And every Saturday night it just got better and better, and the fans started messaging me, and you know, you kind of get this connection to your craft and the audience. So every time you're out there, you're not really performing for, oh, I'm on the BBC and I'm dancing for Strictly Come Dancing. You know, it's completely different to that. You're dancing for people who are going through difficult times and seeing that happiness for just that, yeah. what, 1 minute, 30 seconds, yeah. 2 minutes, like, you know, and that's amazing, like to be able to be that person. You know, so like I'm still dealing with it right now. I assume you can see
yeah.
that I'm still dealing with these things, because at the time so many things are happening and I don't get to really fathom what has happened until maybe a few months later, because every next week, once I'm on the TV tonight, next week is a totally different thing. So I'm already equipped for, oh, I have to, you know, ready and for the next Saturday night. So it's continuous and I don't really have time to be like, wow, this is what I've done. So now when I'm speaking to you, I can say, oh my God, that is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, who are some of your favorite guests that were on the show? Am I allowed to ask you that? I can ask you that now. Now you've left.
Yeah,
who
sure.
did you hate? No.
Oh, no. I've had the opportunity to dance with John Legend himself. I'm not sure if you know, but now you know. But I've had the opportunity to perform with John Legend himself. Like I say,
wow.
that's one of those things where John Legend is performing and me as a dancer, I'm performing as well.
Yep.
And so we meet on the stage, and it's just for that moment that we get to share the stage. And like I said, like it's more of being confident, because if you're not good and you're dancing with John Legend, I mean, you were meme the next day
right.
in the articles. Either you obviously brilliant and people loved it, so that's what happened. So one of those are John Legend.
Yeah.
The other one was Anne-Marie. I'm not sure if you know Anne-Marie. The song goes, rockabye, baby.
Oh,
rock-a-bye.
Yes, I love that.
So Anne-Marie. And then Gregory Porter. I performed with Gregory Porter.
Wow.
I performed with Gary Barlow.
He was in studio yeah. the other day. Gary wow. Barlow here.
That's amazing.
And I was looking on the app and I was like, what do you mean? When did Gary Barlow come to Cape Talk and nobody told me about it? He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, so,
isn't he?
I mean, those were like the highlights. And then there was the guy from Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
He was performing in the movie Grey, Evan Hansen. So
yeah,
we performed
yeah, yeah.
for those. I had the opportunity to tour with what's the guy's name, the chef, Gordon Ramsay's daughter. I had the opportunity to tour nationwide, the UK tour with her, and I got to taste his lovely food. And
yeah,
I mean, at the time, it's mind blowing. I mean, stepping into a arena full of 20,000 people every night shouting 10, 9, 8, 7, and you just, yeah, these people are seeing you for the very first time as a South African boy and a young, you know, young, I would say, superstar in that sense. Because
amazing.
that's what I have come to meet of myself. Like, I didn't leave here as a superstar. Me performing, this is what I stepped into, and I've become this person, you know. And it's difficult to maintain.
Right.
You know, but because you have to have the mental stability to do so and perform for 20,000 people who hasn't seen you ever.
Yeah.
So they're paying a fee, maybe not just to see me, because it will get to that point eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but as a whole, Strictly Come Dancing as a whole has changed my life for sure.
Wow, amazing. Our guest in studio this morning is Cameron Lombard. Cameron, you started dancing so young. Tell us about that. 6 years old when you started dancing.
So I started at the age of six. The story is, like, everybody wants to know the story. Do you know what I mean? So I love telling it. So I started at the age of 6 years old. My sister started dancing before me. I was like 4 years old, running in the studio like, hey, they were like, hey, Cam, would you like to try? I was like, no, I want to play in the park outside. I'm cool. Good, good. And then I went to a competition. My dad is in studio here today, so hi, Dad. he took myself and my sister, my mom, we went to a competition, my sister performed, and then there was the adult section, championship section, that I just sat and like watched and observed. And for me, I was like, as soon as I got home, I was like, Dad, Mom, like, I want to be that guy. I want to be dancing like that. Or, like, you know, the discipline, the whole aesthetic, the whole, you know, facade of treating a woman correctly, knowing how to handle them, knowing how to take care of them, because that's what dancing is about at the end of the day, the craft of, you know, performing and making it look graceful and, you know, leading. And so, I mean, that's basically how I started. And then my parents obviously invested their time each and every week for 20 years consecutively until I took off to the BBC. So I'm very grateful for them. So shout out to my parents.
They must be very proud. You must be very proud, Dad. Yeah. He's very proud. Listen, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with Cameron Lombard, finding out why he's back. Why did he leave Strictly? And what has he got up next? What plans are in his future? And if you'd like to put a question to Cameron, you can do so. 021-446-0567. SJ, what a delightful young man Cameron is. His joy and positivity is infectious. I know. You can WhatsApp 072-567-1567 and the SMS line is 31567.
Let's get up close and personal. The Profile. On Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane Magwala-King.
And our profile guest this morning is Cameron Lombard, who, of course, you will know from many, many years ago, SA's Got Talent, and then again, or probably most recently, as one of the professional dancers of BBC's Strictly Come Dancing. But he's back home. How come you left? It sounds like the absolute ideal gig, but I mean, everything has an end. Why did you leave?
So basically, I just feel like I was not given, as much as the opportunity is absolutely amazing, I feel as a South African boy, I need to weigh my options and focus on myself, instead of like being labeled like, okay, right, professional dancer from Strictly Come Dancing, but I was a professional dancer before I got on Strictly Come Dancing, you understand?
Yeah.
So it was more of a thing where like I didn't get the position I would love to have gotten, you know, being partnered with the specific celebrity, of course. Unfortunately, that was not, you know, given to me, or that was not my path to be, you know. But the fact that I was on the show already has like taken my vision to be like, wow, this is what I can do, you know. And I don't want to limit myself because there are many opportunities. So I'm not sure if that answers your question.
Yeah, like, it does. Yeah, you know? It does. So what have you? What is the plan now then?
So the plan is that, you know, I mean, I have been dancing and competing for 20 years straight, and I wouldn't say it's the most healthiest thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't say because apart from you know, being in school, the normal schools in South Africa, Cape Town, there was no purpose for me in schools. I'm so sorry to the education department, but there was no purpose for me when I had a dream in my mind, I focused that on one thing.
Okay.
And look where it's gotten me, because yeah. I believed in myself. So I feel like I don't know like how to put it in words. So basically, like I've always seen bigger for myself, you know. Okay. So right now I'm back home because I would like to do so many things. There would definitely be a documentary or a film on the way. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, there will be definitely a book of my life for sure. And right now I am just embracing the break after 20 years for just 1 year
right.
of my life, you okay. know, just taking it in and actually focusing on my mental health and trying to see what exactly am I gaining from this. Am I offering myself genuinely to the sport or to the main reason I started dancing? So I'm just trying to pull myself towards myself, and maybe I would say I'm in the space to maybe call back my power. And when I say call back my power, I'm calling back my power from any negative conversation that I've had, any negative person, unintentionally or intentionally, okay. every negative handshake, every person that has maybe taken advantage of me in a certain way for their benefit and not in the, you know, in the benefit of me. So right now, I would say this time that I'm back home is literally to call back my power, know why I'm here in South Africa and know where, how far I've come and where I need to go. And yeah, I would say this time being home is just literally calling back my power from whatever situation, negative people, negative spaces, negative energies, people that say you can't do it, because I've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What's your ideal? Like, what's the, at this stage in your life, or for the next project? I mean, taking rest is hugely important, right? And I get that. And I don't think perhaps people understand the level of intensity and scrutiny.
Yeah.
I don't think we have it to the same degree here as in the UK in no terms way. Of that. It can be really ugly, right?
Yeah,
that can
sure.
be a really ugly spotlight to be in. So good for you for making that decision and putting you back at the centre. But once you are back and once you've had that break time, what would be your ideal gig? Like, what would be the dream?
Okay, so for me right now, the dream, I am planning to relocate
okay.
to Miami, Florida.
What?
That is my plan.
Okay.
So I'm just putting it out there. So, you know, my plan is to relocate to Miami, Florida. And I met a lovely girl since I've been back home.
Oh, it's the girl.
No, I mean,
for the girl.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going for the girl. I'm going to build with someone that, you know, believes in me 100%.
Is she from Miami, Florida?
No, she's from South Africa.
Oh.
So someone that has believed in me from a point of humbleness, for someone that, you know, knows me as a person,
yeah.
and not someone they saw on TV. Oh, you know,
got you.
You know, so my plan is to move to Miami, Florida. Obviously, still dancing and joining a company of which I can't disclose at this point. But I will be on the TV screens in America. I will be
Ooh.
All over. So I'm just putting it out there. That is my plans, and I'm okay. not stopping. It's, you know, it's always like, everybody has this time, like, hey, Cam, like, what is happening? They feel like something's happening, because something is always happening, you know?
Yeah.
Something is always being put forward, and, like, the plan is always there, because I've been dancing for my life. I'm going to be dancing for another, for what, 30, 20 years?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So my plan is to relocate to Miami, sorry. And, yeah, start a new life, be in the TV scene in America, and see how far that takes me, so. Yeah.
Would you ever think of, I mean, at some point, you may have to hang up your dancing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever think of, like, opening your own school or doing something like that?
So, speaking about school, I opened up my dance studio in Cape Town in 2020, in the COVID time. So, I was just doing, like, private gigs and things like that, like private teachings and all of those things. And then I got offered the BBC show.
Yeah.
So instead of having a dance studio, I've opened up my own company, Cameron Lombard Emporium. So LTD private company.
Yeah.
So I am the company.
Okay.
So whoever is dealt with me is dealt with the company. You understand? So my plan to open up, eventually I would like to draw a franchise from the Arthur Murray in Miami. I would like to draw a franchise of Arthur Murray and obviously branch all around the world. But for me, myself, I would like to open up a production company, number one, as well as my own theatre.
Wow.
In South Africa.
Yes, please. Don't just go away with that
talent.
I'll bring it back.
You know, bring it back and so a full production company, or maybe even a school, a Monday to Friday school,
wow,
same as the education department, because there are lots of people, kids, boys, girls in South Africa, amazing, amazing talent that I've seen,
yeah,
and they just need the resources. So who am I not to offer them the resources? And when I am able to do so, and I am going to do so, you can run this back in a few years to this very radio show and know that I would put my, you know, cement myself in South Africa and build opportunities for every South African kid, boy, girl, and yeah, make it possible.
Somebody sent in a message saying, good morning, SJ. Please convey congratulations to Cameron for the excellent strides he's made in his dancing career. Cameron was always popular at our school and the draw card for school functions. So proud of him. And well done to his parents, especially his mum, Charlene, for the support she always gave Cameron. Continue to excel from Mrs. D.
I don't know who Mrs. D is, but there we are. Davis, maybe the principal.
Is that maybe the principal?
Somebody else saying,
I'm listening to your show with Cammy. Who calls you Cammy?
Possibly sure.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure it is. Yeah. Listen, it has been an absolute treat to have you. As I say, we have been trying to get you on the show. We never thought we'd be able to get you in studio, but it's been an absolute treat to have you. We wish you all the success for
Thank
the future
so
from wherever it may be, London, Miami, Cape Town. You are always welcome here. We are super, super proud of you. And take that energy, that positivity, that light. Take some rest and then go and take your energy and be wonderful and inspiring overseas. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you, Cameron Lombard.
Thank you so much for having me.